You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and the sounds you just heard were of Parlor Tricks from their new EP. It's called Hot Doggin', and Chris Wright is in the house. Welcome back.
Hello, Juliet. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's good to be here.
It's great to have you back in the studio, and I'm so excited that you guys have the EP getting ready to be unleashed unto the masses.
I know. I paid extra to get it shipped here on time, so hopefully it's here on time.
And by on time, we mean ahead of Saturday night. The party is going to be at Blind Bob's. Parlor Tricks are going to be celebrating the release of the Hot Doggin' EP. The Lab Partners will be celebrating the release of Seven Seas, their new double LP that you've been hearing on the show. And Good English is going to be there in support of Radio Wires, that album that we've been playing for a while that we just love. And it's all on Record Store Day.
I know. It was just kind of dumb luck on that. I don't know how that worked out. But I'm very grateful to Brandon Hawk at Blind Bob's for getting us on that date. And just thrilled about it. I love both of those bands. Lab Partners, probably one of my favorite bands in Dayton. Good English, I did a little work with last summer, just sort of production kind of stuff, and just fantastic bill. And it's going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, as far as putting this EP together, how did you guys do it? Did you do live to tape, or did you parse it out? It sounds so tight, like your live sound. I couldn't figure it out just by listening to it. How'd you put this one together?
You know, as usual, there's lots of smoke and mirrors involved mm-hmm. in all of this stuff. We did sort of scratch tracks with the live drums, and then you know I went back and pieced things together over top of it. You know, I wanted it to sound as live as possible, but so we kept what we could from scratch tracks and then just sort of augmented that stuff later. But not 100% live. I'm not gonna try to fool anyone with that. There's there's way too much going on with that to you know, maybe someday a live thing. But actually Brian Hoflick, before he left the band, we were fortunate he laid down, you know, probably 20 or so tracks, like drum tracks, and we got scratch tracks with that stuff. And so this is the first little chunk, and you can expect like two more albums worth of stuff, you know, in the, I won't say near future, because it's been taking a while to get some of the stuff together.
Well, I was going to ask if you had been, you know, I know that Hello Pork Pie is an older song, but there are some newer tracks or some things that I hadn't heard or didn't recognize by name from the original batch of songs that we played years and years ago when the band was just getting started. How much have you guys been spent, how much time have you been spending on writing versus recording and playing out live?
It's, you know, since the whole rhythm section changed in the last like 18 months or whatever, a lot of it's been just getting everybody back up to speed. We have been spending some time on new material, but I'm trying to sort of do a clearinghouse of the older stuff so that we don't get completely burnt out on it. But there's the next thing I think you're going to play, the sort of little intro bits, like a minute something or whatever, is brand new. And then we've got some other things that we've been working on recently, but they, you know, that stuff won't be out until down the road. I think there may be one other track on there that we have been playing for quite a while, but it's sort of been out of rotation for our rock set. So, but we'll be playing everything from the EP at the show this weekend. So,
as far as the, you know, the change in rhythm section, has that changed the way that you're writing at all, or do you feel like that's, you know, changed the influences on your sound, or does it still remain the sort of core ideal from when you started the band years ago?
You know, the whole thing's evolved quite a bit from, you know, my original idea of having kind of a rotating cast in the band. The arrangements just kind of proved to be just a little too complex for that. And, you know, where we're at now, I'm sort of trying to do a little looser kind of thing. Like the earlier stuff was really structured. I had written out all the bass lines myself. I had sort of an idea of, you know, and I'm sort of relinquishing a little control just for the sake of, broadening our horizons. And, you know, it's like you kind of have to be a dictator in ways and sort of rule with an iron fist. But then once you establish things, you have to learn where you can turn people loose and let them, you know, really contribute and influence, you know, the overall thing. So our new drummer, Kyle Sweeney, he's the young guy in the band and really, really good. Has picked up all the old stuff without too much trouble. And he's hipping me to some new things. And then Tom, the oldest member of the band, Tom Rasticus on bass, like, you know, he's got his own set of influences and his own ideas about some things. So it's been interesting to incorporate their ideas into the newer tracks.
Does sort of taking that more collaborative writing approach, is that hard to sort of make that decision and let that go when it was, you know, your brainchild originally and say, all right, yeah, we've got the right group and the right mix to sort of let it evolve on its own now?
The problem's almost like you get too many ideas coming out of things, and doing this sort of collaborative writing, it's just, you know, honestly, it's a lot slower. And I like, I like what comes out of it creatively, but, you know, a lot of that earlier stuff, you know, the key thing is it's like I'm my own editor, so I can go, well, I like this, I like that, okay, but I'm taking this. I like that, I'm taking this. I'm doing, you know, and you just kind of get it all together. Whereas, you know, as a group, everybody's like, well, I really like that part. I don't want to cut that part. And it's like, well, you know, when I was doing it with my own stuff, I really liked parts too. But you got to take the axe to stuff somewhere. So it's, you know, I would say just time-wise, it's probably a little more difficult.
Makes sense. It can be a double-edged sword. You get the other influences, but then it's that many more people you have to contend with and make choices with.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it is kind of a tricky balancing act. But we're the parlor tricks, right?
See, it's all part of the gig.
That's right.
It's all part of the thing. Yeah, yeah. Now, you said hopefully rush shipping, rush shipping permitting, you'll have the EP available Saturday night at the show
night, yep.
At Blind Bob's. If people want to get their hands on it, otherwise, where should they, how should they do that?
You know, I'll probably have copies down at Omega Music and, I don't know, where do the kids go for things these days? CD Zone? Is there a... You know,
Omega Music.
Warehouse.
You should get them out of Toxic Beauty up here.
Toxic Beauty, sure. I'm sure I'll be investigating all the sweet boutique shops. I've got connections places like Feathers. Aaron Phillips. Hit up Aaron Phillips.
Okay.
And he'll hook you up with a copy.
Just stand on Fifth Street and yell.
You can
and
yell
somebody
it out.
will have it for you.
Tim Krug, if you know Tim Krug from O'Condor, tell him the password is Pelican.
Okay.
He'll hook you up with a copy.
Okay.
Now, I think what we're going to do is it'll be probably limited runs of the hard copy. And actually, I'm probably going to have it up on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, whatever, as a free download.
Nice.
Probably in the next month or so.
Great.
So.
Great. Excellent. And moving forward from the show Saturday, what's the summer looking like for you guys? Are you going to be trying to... do a lot of live stuff, get out on the road, or just kind of stick around the area and see what happens? Focus on more recording and writing.
Yeah, I want to get – I'm trying to get the publishing end of things kind of squared away. But, you know, once I've actually got tangible copies in hand, we're going to be booking a lot more shows, so you'll be seeing us play out a lot more often. I don't know if it'll just be sort of, you know, your 30 to 50-minute rock sets or if we will continue to do, like, the entire, you know, three-set thing at places. But we're doing some writing, and actually I'm editing, cutting, mixing, tracking, doing all that stuff for the next album already. So that's the other thing that's on the agenda. It's kind of, you know, everything's just kind of been, we're waiting on this and then something's going to explode.
All ramping up to this and
yeah.
then ramping up to the next release sounds
yeah.
like. Awesome. Is it, you know, when you decide like, okay, we're going to do, you know, the whole 3-hour set at a place, or we're going to do, you know, the 40-minute rock set, Is there sort of a science that you've got figured out to how you structure those sets differently or how you put that together? Is it a different like mindset going into, okay, we're going to do 40 minutes, you know, and then our friends are going to be up, or we're here for the long haul? Like, how do you tackle those, or do you tackle them differently?
That's a very good question, Juliet. I commend you for your clever question.
Well, thank
writing.
You.
Now, when you write questions for an interview, do you structure them in such a way that you can kind of open big and then put the boring questions in the middle and then the, like, end on a zinger? Now, there's totally a science to, or I don't know, science and art, whatever. I mean, yeah, if we do the 40-minute sets, there's certain points that I want to hit, certain things. And, you know, I generally have sort of a nice flow to it so that you have, you know, the first two kind of kick them in the teeth and you got a mellow one and then whatever. If we do the three-set thing, it's like each set is sort of structured like that. But generally by the set three at a place, people are pretty loaded. A lot of times I'm pretty loaded. Stuff gets a little looser. You throw in the tracks and it's like, yeah, maybe we're going to work this one out. So we'll put that late in the game. Mm-hmm. But then also because of the sort of breadth of styles we cover, you know, I can sort of put together sets where it's depends on the venue. Mm-hmm. Like if I know everybody's going to want to hear just kick your teeth in rock and roll, I can do that. If they want to hear, I don't know, country and Western, I can sort of do that.
Can make it work.
I can make something like that work. No reggae. That's the one
no,
thing.
No.
No reggae.
Yeah, yeah. The versatility minus the no reggae thing has got to be very helpful in booking gigs.
Exactly. You know, actually, not so much.
Not so much?
I mean, booking a gig is not a problem ever. It's just it's getting paid for a gig. That's the trick. And, you know, I can play free anytime I want. So, you know, it's not to sound like it's just some kind of money motivation, but it's nice to pay for guitar strings. It's
sure,
nice to,
yeah.
You know, feel like you're kind of eking out some kind of not remotely a living.
Well, you gotta have some money to support the continuation of the music. Like you said, guitar strings,
absolutely,
amps, gas to get to the gig, stuff costs money.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, Daddy needs his little guitar pedals and his more guitars.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta have the gear to make all the pretty sounds.
You gotta have the stuff.
Well, you should come out Saturday night and listen to these guys make all kinds of amazing sounds. It's Parlor Tricks celebrating the release of the Hot Doggin' EP. They're going to be joined on stage by the Lab Partners, who are releasing Seven Seas, their new LP. And Good English will be there as well in support of Radio Wires. That's their latest release. It's all Saturday night at Blind Bob's, and it is going to be quite the time. It's Record Store Day. So, you know, come out and buy some local records.
On CD.
On CD. That's okay. That's okay. I'm using record in the term of album.
It's classic. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes.
Yes. Yes. The piece of music. Come buy it. Well, I think we're going to hear another one from Hot Doggin'. Do you want to introduce this one at all?
This would be the title track from the EP, Hot Doggin', but the intro bit is a brand new piece called Cocktails in the Cockpit.
Excellent. Let's take a listen to that one right now. Chris, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Juliet. It's always nice to talk to you. Thank you.